Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us on this broadcast each and every day. As we face the issues, we look to you, our audience, to participate. It's a Q&A broadcast. It's set up on the basis that we invite your dialogue, your discussion, your input in relationship to the issue of the day. Today, we'll be talking about, can America remain free? Can America remain free? With all that we see taking place, all that's converging upon us as a nation, with our liberties and freedoms being curtailed and our free speech being censored and or squelched, can we remain free as a nation? Why is that important? Ladies and gentlemen, it's extremely important. If we are not free, then we'll find that America will be as Europe, many of the European countries. We'll find that America will be just as Venezuela, North Korea, Cuba, China, Russia, etc. And what is the common denominator in so many, if not in all of those nations? That is that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has been squelched. The freedom of expression, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom to gather, all are absolutely gone if we do not see America survive the onslaught of the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party's attempt to overthrow our Constitution, and especially, ladies and gentlemen, that which we have as our Bill of Rights. Don't know if you paid attention to the news recently, but I was fascinated by the fact that we're finding a greater number of gun permits, gun sales, gun purchases exponentially increasing month over month over month in the past year and a half now. And I believe it's because most Americans see that there's something horribly wrong with the freedom in our nation today. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we talk about freedom, we need to understand that the Word of God is a source book for freedom. In fact, it is the truth book, and the truth will make us free, according to John 8:31 and 32. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." Further, he states in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It is the truth of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word that is the major, major source book, the major lamp and light that we need to use each and every day to have wisdom and understanding as to what God would have us to do. As a people, as an individual, and as a nation, it is the Word of God. It is the sovereignty of God. It is the absolute factor of God that we must see and understand how God comes into the big picture of our nation and where we are. God has blessed us as no other nation on the face of the earth. We're going to look at that in just a moment. We'll look at some of the things that's taken place. We've just celebrated Memorial Day. What is it? What does it mean? How many heroes of the past do we stand on the shoulders of today for the freedoms that we have? And what are we seeing happening to those freedoms? Ladies and gentlemen, it's George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's where we are today. It's a former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint made this statement: "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. He further states, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about the reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church. End quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the truth, and it will deliver us from what we're finding in the world today. In fact, it was the 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. I recommend that today. That's a good recipe for life and living. Seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about professional and homeowner lawn care products. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic flagpole there, 165-foot flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag and flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the question today, can America remain free? Is it possible that we are in the process of losing our freedom? We just celebrated, ladies and gentlemen, Memorial Day, a day of remembrance, a day of heroes looking back upon our heroes that died on foreign soil to preserve our liberties and our freedoms as a nation. Perhaps you do not know. Perhaps you have not heard. Perhaps you have not read the number of those that have given their lives as heroes that we might have freedom and liberties today. 1,342,206, according to the statisticians on that question. 1,342,206 men and women in uniform, ladies and gentlemen, gave their lives to keep America free. But the greatest question today is, will America remain free? Can we remain free? Let me just read you a little blurb from an article entitled just Memorial Day 2021. Memorial Day 2021 differs from the past Memorial Day observances. Our nation is more divided on this Memorial Day than perhaps any time since the Civil War. Indeed, the country has been transformed from one nation under God into a divided nation without God, resulting in seething, increasingly violent, animus, and mutual distrust. The national motto, E Pluribus Unum, from many one, is scarcely ever referenced, even as a goal, let alone as a reality. Cries of racist filled the air at any disagreement over policy and social interaction, and riots and the threat thereof. Forms of social extortion replace good faith attempts to seek solutions for the common good. The goal of the civil rights movement of colorblind society in which all are treated equally, regardless of color, has been replaced by a creed of color consciousness underlying our governmental and social action. The goal of equality, with all being treated equal under the law without regard to race, has been abandoned in favor of an action being consciously based on race and racial preference in the name of ambiguity, inequity rather than equality. Thus, decision-making based on race that is deliberate, systemic, governmental, and social racism is to be followed in order to defeat racism, this article says. And ladies and gentlemen, it is very sobering, somber, when you read the list of those that have died. Let me just read them to you to set the stage for our questions and comments, dialogue and discussion on the issue of the question today. Can America remain free? Or better yet, will America remain free? Those killed, ladies and gentlemen, that are our heroes. Now, just talking with someone yesterday, and he said, I'm a little tired, weary of seeing signs in front of McDonald's that says, heroes work here. Signs in front of hospitals says, heroes work here. Law enforcement, heroes work here. He says, and I quote, our heroes didn't know they were heroes. Our heroes for America and American liberty are dead for standing to preserve the liberty that we have in America. Revolutionary War, there was 25,324 died. War of 1812, 2,260. Mexican War, 13,283. Civil War, 650,000. And let me do a little footnote there. We're on the very verge of that in America today. The largest number of lives lost in any battle in America was in the Civil War. Spanish-American War, 7,166. World War I, 116,708. World War II, 408,206. Korean War, 54,246. Vietnam War, 58,223. Persian Gulf War, 363. Afghanistan, 2,215. Iraq, 4,212. A total of 1,342,206. Those missing in action, 83,126. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are the heroes that have died for the preservation of our nation. We're watching through the Biden administration and the Biden cabal and the loose lax lost liberals, as I call them, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Maoist, Leninist, Communist, Democratic Party, literally undermining the very foundation of our nation. So the question is, can America remain free? We're going to look at a whole litany of things that are taking place simultaneously in America today that's pulling at the warp and the woof. That's the very fabric of our great nation. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I feel that we must have consequences for activist judges who blatantly ignore constitutional law. Otherwise, America no longer exists. The American eagle is even now transforming into a satanic flying dragon. The United States is rapidly morphing into the socialist states of North America. I'm sure God is willing to help, but do American citizens really care?
You know, that's a great question. In fact, I believe if I recall the Barna Report statistical data, some 62% of the millennials today, 62% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group would prefer socialism than a constitutional republic.
Right.
62%. And that shows you, and that answers the question very succinctly, we're on the very fast track for that because there's such a large number of those in society today, multitudes of them that hold graduate, postgraduate degrees from institutions that have brainwashed them into believing that America's evil, America's wicked, the constitutional republic, the capitalistic system ought to be done away with. And for over 100 years, we've had now the incremental movement in America to bring about a communist nation for the United States of America. And we've allowed it. There's the Communist Party USA that is allowed to thrive in America today. And it ought not to be allowed. In fact, in other nations that are communist nations, etc., do not allow that to take place. They would overthrow their communist agenda. And yet we're allowing the socialist, Marxist, communist to overthrow our constitutional republic. So what is the answer?
Well, I mean, it seems stacked against us. The odds are stacked against us. The mainstream media, academia, celebrities, sports, and movie stars, they're all pumping deception into our youth. We've allowed the schools and universities to brainwash our generation that we have now, and it's not looking good to me.
It does not. In fact, were it not for the fact that God's still on the throne, I would not want to get up each morning. But it's because I believe that God is still sovereign, and he's still on the throne. It still gives us a modicum of hope, or it should. In fact, when I look at Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 34th verse, righteousness, that is rightness before God, righteousness exalted, lifts up, glorifies a nation. But sin is a reproach. That means dishonor, shame, disdain, insult to any people. And that's where we stand today. We've allowed God to be dethroned. In fact, I'm looking at an article that Dr. Phelps wrote, or an outline that Dr. Phelps wrote here in our college and seminary. It says, how to destroy America, or the destruction of a nation. Refuse to honor God. Reject the Bible. Remove the American flag. Revise our Constitution. Redefine marriage and family. Repudiate our American heritage. Rebel against moral virtues. Relinquish our freedoms. Resort to the mob rule. Rob us of the American dream. And that's a pretty good overview of what we see taking place today, Joseph. And so I say to you, and go ahead.
Well, you know, Israel went through cycles of this in the Old Testament, and he severely punished them. So why should America, why should America do different? I mean, what was it? Billy Graham said God would have to apologize to America if he doesn't judge us for the same sins that occurred in Israel.
It's good that you said that, because I've said that just recently. In fact, I believe that was one of my statements from the pulpit yesterday or Sunday in relationship to the message of the day, and that is God is immutable. That's a theological term, simply means he's unchanging. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if God judged Israel because of their worshiping false gods, turning their backs on God, rejecting and refusing to honor God, if God did that to Israel, brought them into captivity time and time and time again, if God did that to Israel, the apple of God's eye, according to Scripture, what can we expect from God for America?
Right.
Joseph,
right.
I've simply said recently, the thing that is not necessarily a major dilemma, but a question mark that I have, is God in the process of judging America now via the wicked rule of those in Washington? Is that what God is doing? Is that the hand of God? I don't know, but I think probably it is, because of what we've done in America. We've banned God. We've banned the Bible. We've banned prayer. We've banned the cross openly in many places. We have institutionalized immoral, ungodly, unholy rules and regulations. We've absolutely destroyed the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation. We're undermining faith, the family, and our freedom. So is God in control of his judgment, or is this God allowing that we might turn back to him? Only God knows. But Joseph, all
Amen.
We can do is keep on praying, keeping on looking up. But thank you so much for your comments. You hit the nail on the head, brother. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question, can America remain free? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What is your position on that? Do you believe that America needs to go into a socialist, communist regime, or do you believe that we need to remain free? If we need to remain free, how is that possible? I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says the new secular Democrats gunning for Christians. A new group of Democrats has emerged in America that intend to wipe out Christian values from the nation's landscape. Secular Democrats of America has produced a 28-page manifesto for Joe Biden and the Biden administration that calls Christians anti-democratic and anti-scientific and a national security threat to the United States. And it warns it wants more consideration given to the atheists and the Muslims. Further in the article, it says the secular Democrats' key issues involve education, civil rights, health care, scientific integrity, protecting children and minors, and military and national character. Here are just a few of the excerpts from the Blueprint for America, and it gives a whole litany of what they plan out. The latter portion of this article says he's asking, calling on Biden to reverse all executive orders, rules, and memoranda and other action that exempt faith-based organizations contracting with the federal government from non-discrimination requirements that apply to secular organizations, including employment discrimination. This includes the following: dismantle the Department of Justice Religious Liberty Task Force, dismantle the HHS Conscience and Religious Freedom Division, repeal Executive Order 13798, promoting free speech and religious liberty, and reverse its implementation across the various executive agencies, rescind and replace the Department of Justice memoranda and the federal law protections of religious liberties in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the mindset of the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats today. The mindset is simply to wipe out anything that's called Christianity, spirituality, and religious liberties. And if that's so, ladies and gentlemen, it destroys our Bill of Rights. And if our Bill of Rights are eviscerated, destroyed, annihilated, undermined, if we have them no more, then we will not have the freedom of preaching and the proclaiming the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm looking at an article, 100 American Generals. U.S. may not survive Biden's attack on the Constitution. A letter has been signed by some 120 retired military leaders who served America in some of the darkest hours and places, is warning that the nation may not survive the attack on the Constitution being orchestrated by Joe Biden as president. Our nation is in deep peril, this article says. The article goes on to say, we're in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic, like no other time since the founding in 1776. The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus the supporters of constitutional freedom and liberties. And it goes on to talk about some of the attacks and how they're being perpetrated upon America. And ladies and gentlemen, those that wrote the article, that had the input in this article, 120 generals, says the U.S. may not survive Biden's attack on the Constitution. That should cause us to be fearful and concerned about where we're going as a nation. And as I make these statements, ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered from the Christian standpoint, from the conservative standpoint, from the patriot standpoint. What are we doing? How should we respond? How should we then live? Ezekiel 33:10 asks, and as Francis Schaeffer restated so many times during his life and ministry, how should we then live? What is the answer to the dilemma that we find ourselves in? Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with an enormous push in government, in academia, and religion. Yes, government, academia, and religion. We're being pushed to abandon all that makes America great today. Every denomination, ladies and gentlemen, every mainline religious denomination in some fashions, embrace the critical race theory, embrace the sodomite lifestyle agenda of the LGBTQ. They have embraced the murder by way of abortion in the churches, ladies and gentlemen, just as in the secular world. Now, one of the major things that I say in answer to my own question, how should we then live, what should we do? We need to jettison away, abandon out of the life, work, and ministry of our churches any consideration of the critical race theory, which is a major divisive tool of Marxism to divide and destroy a nation and to allow communism to rule and reign in any nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is in the very process of abandoning American sovereignty. Our nation has been dominated, ladies and gentlemen, by chaos and confusion and fear over the past year and a half in particular. This is a socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party's agenda to do so. I'm looking at an article that says, Merchants of Fear. Merchants of Fear. This article is lengthy. I'll just touch on two or three paragraphs and then take our next caller. This article says, Merchants of Fear. How Democrats are weaponizing anxiety, fear, and terror to transform the United States of America. And then the question is asked, what do each of the following problems, which together are currently crushing the United States of America and her people, have in common? And it lists a whole litany of things. I'll just list the items without going into detail as this writer does on each one. The COVID-19 pandemic and its arbitrary and capricious contradictory lockdown and mask, et cetera, et cetera. Climate change, which according to America's ruling elites, threaten the very existence of life on Earth unless radical new global reset is done. The elites inducement in America as an incredibly racist nation, which justify and encourage Marxism and its revolutionary Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Further, the article says what it's talking about now, the questions, the problems, and how do they correlate with a commonality. The vilification of federal, state, and local law enforcement as systemically racist and the actual defunding of the police departments, resulting in an immediate and total predictable resurgence of crime. Cancel culture, which reveals in the rampant firing, doxing, boycotting, humiliating, and canceling of innocent people, often destroying their lives. Big tech monopolies, including Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, daily banning, censoring, and demonetizing, otherwise suppressing conservatives and Christian voices. Then another statement, the demonizing of conservatives and all Trump supporters as violent extremists, domestic terrorists. Why, what unites each of these and many others? Current assaults on our minds, livelihoods, families, freedoms, happiness, and America can all be summarized in a single word: fear. Fear. The Biden administration behind the tightly managed daily puppet show consists of a group of far-left radicals fervently, feverishly working to transform America into an obedient and subservient socialist state, all ruled by fear, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the fear factor that's bringing America to its knees. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. Brother Davis here.
Good morning, Brother Davis. Good to have you with us today.
Yes, sir. I believe a big part of our problem in America that's causing us to not be able to recover and get back to the old foundation that this country was built upon. I have two verses of scripture I would just like to share. Proverbs 16:31 says, "The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness." And then we have Proverbs 17:17 that says, Proverbs 17:18, "A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend." Now, my point is, Dr. Youngblood, basically, we have both foolish young men in places of authority and power, yes, both in politics, in the movie industry, in Hollywood and different places like that, even when it comes down to our local areas where we work, out on our jobs. You know, we have inexperienced people there that's never worked a hard day in their lives, don't know the meaning of making a sacrifice. And then we have the old men who are just as foolish. They're not wise. They're not using the wisdom that they're supposed to have according to the scripture, because Bible said that God calls the young man because he's strong, but he calls the old man because he knows the way. But
amen.
What we are seeing right now, Dr. Youngblood, it seems like things are so far out of context. It's going to be very hard for America to get back to where it is until we get the proper people in the proper places to help us to be able to get back to that old landmark where this country was built upon the blood, the sweat, and the sacrifices of all the people that put forth the effort to give the utmost sacrifice to see that America is or should be what it is on today. So,
Brother, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for that, Brother Davis. We've got a hard break coming up for the top of the hour news. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.